Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Yo, what's up? It's the Darmalars podcast.
We are back.
Back after a long absence, and we missed you.
This is our first Darmalars episode since Comic-Con.
Which was, like, in the summer.
Yes.
I mean,
it feels good to be back on the LPN.
Yes.
And
it feels good on the whole.
It does feel good on the whole, bringing it back. And today's episode is going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Blu-ray version of Lost Season 3.
And I'm going to listen because I don't have a Blu-ray player.
Yes. But before we get to that, Ben, what have you been up to since Comic-Con?
Well, it's that's a lot to go over.
Okay, then how
about... Oh, we should have... I'm Ben.
Yeah, he's Ben.
And that's
and
Ralph.
I'm Ralph.
And
So, for those of you listening on the LPN, we haven't left. We've done a show... What was our last show? 2 weeks ago?
Something like that, yeah.
And so if you haven't listened to those, head over to darmalars.net and subscribe to us. Also, Ben, what have you been doing or what has happened since our last episode?
I moved out.
Since our last episode?
Oh, since our last episode?
Yeah.
Not much, really. It's Christmas time.
Sweet. It's opposite day again.
Oh, why? Have I been up to something amazing?
No, because nothing has happened since the last show.
Yeah.
But for me,
for you, a lot has been
kinds of shit has happened.
Yeah, I've just been taking it easy, you know.
Every week we do the show, you say, what's up with you?
And you're like, nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I did go to the Griffith Park Observatory.
That's cool.
That was awesome because I used to go there all the time when I was a kid.
Did you see any Autobots?
No, and I also didn't see Eddie Murphy from Bowfinger.
Did you see Flash Gordon's father?
No.
From the serial?
I also didn't see some other movie that filmed there, the James Dean movie.
Kathy Griffith?
Yeah, I did. I went to the Kathy Griffith Observatory, and that was nice.
I think that's Griffin, but
oh,
I don't want people to
wah,
say,
wah.
You guys are idiots.
I went to the Merv Griffith Observatory.
It's not Merv Griffith. It's Merv Griffin.
It was right next to Griffith's, you know, where they make those computer games.
Merv Griffith Dorf on golf. Griffin Dorf.
It was cool. I mean, it was very similar to the way it was, but there had been some.
Did you see any stars? Kathy Griffith.
She's a C-list. the one night that I finally chose to go to the observatory, since it had been closed for like 4 years for renovations.
Uh-huh.
The one night that we chose to go out there, it was raining, so the telescope was not open.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was totally sweet. Kick ass.
So
it was cool. We spent the day driving around LA looking at cool old stuff. We went to Clifton's Cafeteria.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you see my pictures of that?
No.
It's crazy there. It's this cafeteria that's been there for, you know, ever. And the inside has got all this, like, sad, old decorations.
Is it only that way because it was raining outside? It just felt sad?
I'm sure that increased it. Harmony actually mentioned that, like, everything was, like, they've got, like a Northwest theme. So there's, like, carved statues of bears and...
Uh-huh. And rhinos.
Yeah. And they had, like, a waterfall, and there's caves you can go into and stuff. And then on top of that, everything had, like, Christmas stuff on it. Like, this bear that was fishing had a Christmas hat on him and, like, mistletoe on his fishing rod. And Harmony was saying that the decorations there are so clearly been there forever that it took her a minute to remember that actually it is Christmas time. Like, she could have totally bought that it's always Christmas in there. Uh-huh.
Did the rhinos have a menorah?
Yeah. That'd be an awesome drawing.
Yeah.
A rhino with like eight little horns.
Oh, yeah. I was just going for the...
come on.
No, I didn't say anything. So anyway, the reason why I wasn't able to look at your pictures online is because I had been so busy.
Yeah, you said you've been up
to a lot.
Which is
crazy because I'm never busy. But in the past 2 weeks, the biggest thing is I got a job.
Yeah.
which for any of you that know me from even way back in Jay and Jack days when I used to just call into the show.
Yeah.
I've never had a job.
Yeah, never?
Ever since Jay and Jack have been on, I'd never had a job.
How long has it been? Like a year and a half?
2 years.
Two whole years.
I quit the Disneyland the day before Thanksgiving because after 10 years, after putting in vacation for Thanksgiving off 3 months in advance, they didn't give it to me. So I was like, well, fuck you guys.
I'm going to have Thanksgiving off.
See you later, Disneyland. You guys fucking suck.
And then you also said, well, fuck you, the world of working. I'll see you in 2 years.
Yep.
That's for 2 years. Crazy. I was jealous. I'm still kind of jealous of you. Your current job is kind of cool.
Yeah, my current job is dope.
Jerk.
For those of you in the Orange County area that read comic books, come see me at my comic book store that I work at.
Yeah, is it the
I'm
one
I'm not
going
to tell you which one. You're going to have to find out.
Just find it. Go to comic book stores.
Also, my buddies at Geekscape, if you guys head over to geekscape.net and check out Jonathan's podcast, they hooked me up with a sweet Mike Allred interview, who's my favorite of all time comic writer / artist. And they decided that they would let me do the interview for them, which will happen either tomorrow or Friday.
Damn, dude.
So I'm pretty fucking fired up on that. I'm going to try to record the audio. Well, I'm going to have to record the audio. But it's going to be transcribed on the Geekscape webpage.
Okay.
But I'm thinking if no one minds.
If Allred doesn't mind.
Allred's not going to mind.
Yeah.
He does a lot of interviews. I might throw it up on the Darmalars feed.
Cool.
If you guys want to hear an interview
with
Madman creator Mike Allred and myself.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Lost.
No.
It has nothing to do with the Lars. It has nothing to do with anything we do except for it's me.
And it's a podcast. And
yeah. And I don't mind, you know, sharing Madman with people.
No, that's awesome.
My comic book, The Cricket, I decided that I will be doing the artwork myself.
That's
but
right.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That was a huge decision.
It was a very huge decision, but I'm still up in the air. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you were resistant for a long time.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you wanted to take like a life drawing class.
Yes.
To increase your drawing skills for like life. Mm. I came up with a good idea for a prank. I'm going to blow it now because I'm not going to do the prank.
Okay.
But I was going to go and volunteer to be a nude model at your life drawing class and not tell you about it. So you just show up to class one day and get presented with my Wang.
And the joke would be on you when the pictures come back and atomically incorrect. I'll have huge boobs and a vagina on it and give it to my teacher and say, how's this? And the teacher would be like, oh, my stars. And then I'll show it to you. He's like, it's perfect. You've got the essence of me.
You've made me.
Give this man an A. I can do the thinker and the stinker.
You've made me who I am inside, Ralph. Thank you. I like that you said atomically incorrect. I thought you were going to go for like a tiny penis joke.
No.
Atomically. Atomically tiny. My penis is exactly one penis molecule.
And then finally, the last thing is that with Stevie's Christmas bonus, we purchased a PlayStation 3.
Jealous.
Which allows me to get the Blu-ray version of Lost, which we are discussing today, and it's dope.
Yep,
unfortunately, the Blu-rays don't ship out as quickly as DVDs, so this preview has now turned into a review. Because that was the one thing, was the Darmalars were the guys who got
The shows early, yeah,
and scooped the other podcast while they had to sit and wait and listen to us. Gloat about our super cool toy that we have.
Yeah.
Or we would hear all about it. And
that was a lot of fun for us.
For last year.
Those twice.
But I mean, this year I wasn't going to get the DVDs ahead of time if I knew I can get Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So
I think we made the right choice.
So what do you say, Ben? You want to get to that?
Yeah, let's do it, Rob.
All right. Fuck you guys. Let's get to Lost. Sorry about the fuck you guys. This is the part where we fucking get to Lost, you guys.
Dude. Oh, we're talking about Lost again.
Jesus Christmas.
When I went and got the DVD on Tuesday,
uh-huh.
It like it just came all rushing back. I was like, oh my God, there's that show. That show I like.
Yeah.
And these people are in it.
Because I think what happened is we put it all behind us because we knew we had such a long wait.
Yeah.
That we're like, I'm just going to keep it out of my mind.
It was the right choice psychologically.
Comic-Con totally reminded us of it.
Right.
And then we like
Even
set
then,
it aside.
Locked it down.
We did our show. We're done with it. Lost. Because I don't want to agonize for 18 months or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then this DVD comes out and we're
and it's
all
like,
excited.
I can watch season 3.
Yeah.
That's something I could do.
Yeah. So.
And I watched about 8 episodes yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
It was amazing.
That's not even possible.
I watched them like from the time I got home until the time I passed out.
That's probably like 6 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Awesome. Well, I watched 4 commentaries.
Nice.
All four commentaries.
Thanks, guys.
So what I want to talk about with these commentaries is, first of all, 4 commentaries. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Fives.
First of all, I went to Best Buy, and the retail price, I guess, for it
sure.
is $119.99. I totally saved that.
Nice.
I put it in my notes. But it was marked down to $64, which is about $10 more than I spent for season 2. A week early?
Yes. Yeah.
So I figure for fucking Blu-ray, hell yes. Are you kidding me?
But like, can you imagine if you go in there and now it's $120?
I wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it for Blu-ray?
$120?
That's a lot of fucking money.
$120. You know what I can get for $120?
2 blowjobs. And number 1 value meal at McDonald's.
Is kissing just $50?
Is like kissing a blowjob?
yeah. For those of you on the LPN that enjoy Arrested Development, go check the Darmal Archive at
yes.
darmalars.com.
We've probably thrown out 5 or 6 Arrested Development quotes because we're both on quite a tear lately.
Darmalars.net, check out the Darmal Archive and our Arrested Development episode.
Which was good.
Which was very well received by everybody.
That's good to hear.
I'll mention more of that. Remind me when we do the outro.
Okay. I went to Best Buy as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, frankly, it is the Best Buy.
Yeah.
At least on the release week.
Yeah.
And
Fry's Electronics is good too. But they had sold out by the time I went to Fry's.
See?
45 minutes after the store opened.
That's
Fry's has a great stock, but people go there for Blu-rays and
the shit gets snatched
up so fast.
See, I've never noticed like a huge price difference. I mean, there can be. There can be, but it's hit and miss.
Fry's is like 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
And it's huge. It's like great because the prices are great. But
I had to go to the Best Buy all the way down in the marketplace, the Tustin Marketplace.
I went to the Best Buy in Savvy Ranch.
What's up with that?
There's no where other Best Buy would I go to? The one way up on
in La Habra? Or the one near in Orange?
Chapman,
yeah,
they call
yeah
I mean,
you wouldn't go there.
Whatever. I was already is.
I work really.
Nobody but the Darmalars care about
that's true.
This conversation.
I'm going to make it more mainstream. Is I work really close to a Best Buy, and I couldn't go to that one. I had to go to a farther away one on my lunch break because I was also buying Christmas presents that weren't in stock at my Best Buy. So
that sucks.
But it was well worth it. So I paid like $40.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like. Yeah. I was going to say at Fry's it was $34.99.
Ooh.
Sorry, dude.
I got like 2 less special features than Ralph, and I got like less quality.
Which let me get into those first.
Okay.
I actually don't have those written down in my notes.
Okay.
Because I haven't taken notes in how long?
like we were saying, quite
yeah.
a while.
The Blu-ray discs have 2 extra special features that do not appear on the DVD release. But they're pretty fucking kick-ass special features. It's just not like, oh, here's Ben giving you an introduction.
Or right.
This is whatever. This is, the first one is called Access Granted, which
Access
is about
granted.
15. God, I don't even know how to describe it. The menu of this thing is like the video bay that Michael Emerson, that Ben Linus looks at. With the monitoring room with all the monitors.
To watch Kate and Sawyer fucking?
Yes. So there's a menu list that has all these different things. And the first one is, did Desmond crash the plane? All right. And you press that and the main monitor comes up and it's Damon and Carlton giving you the definitive answer. There's no foul play. Nothing else happened. Desmond is the guy that crashed the plane.
Just laying it on the line.
Yes.
Don't bother asking anymore because we're not going to go back and answer it because we feel we've already answered it.
Yes.
But you are looking for more questions because the show, does
yeah.
that. So
but
don't.
This is not
plane
the
is
one
crashed.
To look into. Then, if you look at the smaller monitors around the edge, you see, like, other, just different scenery.
Other questions and stuff.
Different scenery, like the polar bear cages, the sonic fence. But there'll be one that has full motion video, and it has theorists. It has a male theorist who they don't say who it is, or they say who it is, but I didn't pay attention. A female theorist and Jimmy Kimmel talking about their theories based on Desmond crashing the plane. And even though it's true, it raises certain questions.
Okay.
Then in another monitor, it has all the scenes intercut with Desmond running back to the hatch bunker.
Right.
Not pressing the buttons, the system failure, intercut with images of the plane from the pilot episode.
Oh, cool.
Mixed with footage from A Tale of Two Cities.
Awesome.
From the point of view of the others. So it's this cool intercut.
Like a timeline.
Yeah. And there's like, that's just the first thing. Then the next one is deceased, and they go through, you open it up, and there's the same three things. It's the video of everyone who died. It's a video of the theorists, and it's Damon and Carlton saying, Charlie is dead. Charlie died. He's not coming back, except for if it's a flashback.
He's dead. Sorry, ladies.
He's dead. Rosinski, dead.
Dead. Disco, dead.
Dead. So it's this cool thing, and there's like 20 of these things.
That's cool.
That they answer. So even though it's just like one of the two extra special features on
it's
the Blu-ray,
huge.
It's pretty fucking extensive.
Yeah.
And totally worth the extra $10 or whatever I paid for the Blu-ray.
Now, you brought up earlier whether or not those are canon. And
yes.
I have to wonder if they're canon even on my DVD player, because I can't see them on my DVD player.
Yeah.
I want to come over here sometime and watch that. That sounds really interesting.
It sounds like what they're saying is, this is what we have in mind. This is what we have in mind for the story.
Yeah.
So stop worrying about it because we're not going to.
Yeah.
These are like definitive
And that's useful because they can't sit there and walk you through it and hold your hand and draw a map. They have to do an entertaining show.
Yeah.
And so if they leave something even slightly not 100% shown on screen, there's going to be people that pounce on that. So for them to come out and do that, that's cool. That's useful.
Yeah. And then the second feature is called Blueprints, but it's BLU.
In a delightful pun.
Because it's Blu-ray. And what this is, they show, I think there's maybe like seven of these things. It's seven short documentaries. Basically, it's either a set dresser, a production manager, showing you around specific sets. Whether it be the polar bear cages,
right?
Ben Linus's house, the Othersville,
cool.
The Looking Glass station,
uh-huh.
It's the Shark Tank. I'm trying to think of other ones, but it's all season three specific places. Ben Linus's house is the most interesting one,
really,
because Michael Emerson walks you through it
and shows you
books. Shows you trophies that he has for like jujitsu.
Huh.
Shows you close-ups of paintings. Shows you everything in Ben's house
that is interesting
that you wouldn't know or wouldn't notice. Like just these weird
like
details.
Like a jujitsu. That's cool.
Yeah.
Does he show like new books that we didn't know were on there?
I don't remember.
And does Amy have to read them if he does?
I don't know. I'm going to get to that later.
Oh, sorry.
We'll get to that later. The whole book thing.
I didn't mean to jump the Amy gun there.
It's those features are fucking awesome. And while they show you those, they show blueprints. They like overlay them over the sets so you can see here's where the table goes and here's
awesome.
Where this goes.
That's cool.
It's really interesting. Those are the two main Blu-ray features.
Blu-ray
Not
specific.
To mention that the fucking picture quality is outstanding.
It's phenomenal.
There is an intro by Damon and Carlton. Where they're actually sincere, and talking about how excited they are about the Blu-ray release. And they're saying how even if you watch it in HD at your home when it airs, it doesn't look as good as the Blu-ray.
Wow.
Like Blu-ray is the perfect way to watch it.
Strong.
Yeah. So there we go. There's that.
Nice.
You want to get to commentaries? I only have a few notes on the commentaries.
Which episodes have commentaries?
Come on, guys. Four commentaries?
Four.
Tale of Two Cities. which is
a sale of two titties,
which is a Jack-centric episode.
That's true.
Which makes perfect sense that Damon Lindelof and Elizabeth Mitchell would do the commentary.
Well, Mitchell starts off the episode.
Yeah.
And she meets Jack in his cage, right?
But the whole commentary, she's just saying, oh, poor Jack. He wants to get closer to Sarah, or he's whatever. It's not, I mean, you lose a lot of information.
Yeah, then if Foxy were there.
Yeah. She could have done Not in Portland.
Yeah.
But so anyway, the other commentary. Oh, the only note I have for Tale of Two Cities is giggly. That commentary is very giggly.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would love to just sit down and giggle with Elizabeth Mitchell.
It's Damon Lindelof being silly and her laughing at him.
Her laughing at it. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's all right. The second of four commentaries, seriously, guys, four, is I Do. Now, this one's good. Okay. Carlton Cuse.
Okay.
Josh Holloway.
Nice.
And Evangeline Lilly.
That's interesting.
So at least Evangeline Lilly's doing her own flashback.
And there is stuff going on with Sawyer on the island.
Here's some things that I found interesting. Well, it's funny because at the beginning, Carlton can't think of what Nathan Fillion was in besides Firefly. He said, you might recognize Nathan Fillion from Firefly.
Or,
and long pause. Evangeline Lilly starts talking about her scene. Slither.
Slither, yeah.
White Noise 2.
Drive.
There you go. Look at all that shit. Come on, Carlton. He's one of your guys. Interesting fact that I learned from this commentary, which I wrote down. The big thing, quote unquote, that Kate and Sawyer were working on with the pickaxes.
Yes.
A runway.
A runway. That makes perfect sense.
They're apparently, I haven't gone through the deleted scenes, but they apparently mentioned in the deleted scene that they were building a runway. I'm assuming for airplanes.
That makes perfect sense. You got to clear the ground.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Exposé.
Wait, real quick. How do Josh and Evangeline get along? Is that swimmingly? Is there good chemistry there?
Swimmingly.
Exposé.
Yeah, you could tell they're having fun. Exposé. Edward Kitsis and Adam Horowitz. Two writers, producers. And my note for this, boring.
Yeah.
If you're going to have four commentaries...
Don't have one of them be boring.
Yeah, don't have just the writers. You can't even get...
If you have 22 commentaries, you can get away with a couple of writer ones.
Yeah.
I like listening to the writers like on the Futurama and the Simpsons commentaries.
Yeah, but these guys were more giggly and cheeky
and less information.
Damon and Carlton. Mm. And they spend the whole time justifying
Nikki and Paolo.
Yeah, it's... That aspect is interesting or entertaining because they're like, oh, you see this happen, but if only they would have told Locke, they would have known about the Pearl Station sooner.
Yeah.
Sure. Hindsight.
Yeah.
It's all hindsight. But I still like Exposé.
I like having my hindsight on Nikki's Exposé. I'm talking about looking at asses. Mm-hmm. Like make a joke out of hindsight and looking at asses for me and then edit it in later.
Okay.
Thanks, dude.
Boop, boop, boop.
You're looking at the time code?
Yeah, it's already done.
Thanks.
We're 23:15. It was all right. Whatever.
Razzle dazzle.
Blah, blah, blah.
Billy
the
D?
The most interesting one, which I don't have any notes on this, is the man behind the curtain with Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof, and Michael Emerson.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's
so,
a good
group. Four commentaries with four actors, but two of the actors are on one commentary, and one of the commentaries is no actors.
I would like to see, hear a commentary of Emerson and Locke. I mean, Emerson and Terry O'Quinn.
Yes.
Because they had a lot of great scenes together over the season. I'd like to see how they interact.
I would have liked another Jorge commentary.
Yeah.
Dude.
What's up?
I'm just going to put this call out right now. If you're listening, you do not have to do this.
But
we would love a Darmalar's exclusive commentary for Trisha Tanaka's Dead.
Yes.
Is that possible? Is that something we could get away
with? That
would
be totally doable, I believe.
Would he get in trouble?
No, because he's just talking, right?
I dare you to do it. And if you can't, you can write me hate letters. I'll send him an email.
That's totally fair. Because that episode, oh, man.
We love that episode.
I was trying to put it, because I'm watching episode season 3 with Harmony, who has just recently started watching the show. Hey,
Trisha Tanaka's your favorite episode, right?
Season
3?
I really like The Man Behind the Curtain.
Yeah.
And And one of the last ones, if not the last one. But Trisha Tanaka is dead is huge.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put it in context for her where we watched the first seven episodes, the first pod.
Uh-huh.
And they were hit and miss, and it was tough to get things going. And it was like, well, what's happening with Locke? Oh, uh-huh. Well, what's happening with Sun? And then we had to take a break for like, what, a month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah.
And then finally we come back, and there was that Jack episode, Stranger in Strange Land, right?
What's that next?
I think.
I have no idea.
If I'm not getting my timeline wrong, but it came back, and it came back not super strong. And like people were like saying, oh, what's wrong with the season of Lost? What's happening? You know, we're taking them so long. And then Trisha Tanaka is Dead came out, and it fucking blew me away.
But watching them back-to-back is different than watching them.
It is, and that's why I was trying sporadic. To put it in context. I made her wait between the end of the first pod and the second pod.
I want to say something in hindsight about the Stranger in a Strange Land.
Uh-huh.
If it weren't for that episode, the season finale wouldn't have duped me.
Good call.
It wouldn't have duped
Good
me.
Good call. To show Jack.
He travels.
Travels.
And he's definitely
he's trying to hit rock bottom.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for that episode.
That's a really good point.
So,
dude.
In hindsight, Stranger in a Strange Land is a lot better because if it wasn't there, as soon as that Jack flash forward came up, I'd have been like, oh.
You would have.
Yeah. Because as soon as I saw Jack with the beard in a plane, I thought he's coming back from
Thailand.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, dude.
And so it totally duped me.
There's nothing super wrong with that episode. I think it was just at that point we'd seen a lot of Jack and not a lot of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not even really sure what the point was made about what happened to him with the tattoo. You know, like what he learned, if anything. And he was also a total asshole.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
But it was totally a transition. If you were to watch just A Tale of Two Cities flashbacks,
yeah,
and Strange into Strange Land flashbacks, and then Through the Looking Glass flashbacks, like straight through without any island story.
Yeah,
it would have made
yeah,
sense.
It would work. Yeah.
How was Further Instructions second time around?
I did not make it to that one.
Oh, that's only in like the third episode.
Oh no, Further Instructions. I was thinking of Enter 77 for some reason.
No. Further instructions. The Locke one that I claim is a flash forward secretly.
People said there's some things that like, but the things that could destroy that theory are props.
Yeah.
And they have a history of getting prop details wrong.
Yeah.
Like the x-ray that says Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I think it totally could be after the island.
Okay.
I think it totally could be because all the stuff he talks about him being a hunter.
Yeah. Would it make him more badass?
Would it make
the episode more badass?
Yes, but how would they reveal it?
In another flash forward.
I think it's entirely possible that that episode is a flash forward. And if it is, are other ones? Probably none of the ones with Sun and Jin, because their timeline's pretty obvious.
And probably not
Probably
Trisha
none of the ones
Tanaka.
With Hurley, because Hurley's always talking about the numbers. Not Charlie, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Dez is a problem of his own.
That guy's fucking up there.
I watched that episode too. That one. And that's the other thing is I keep telling her, oh, don't worry. They answer all this. Oh, no, don't worry. They explain why all this happens.
Man, you need to get a Blu-ray player at your house. Talk to Matt Clark, number one.
If Matt Clark gets this job that he's trying to get, that might be a possibility.
Because I can't just bring these over.
I know. Exactly. You'd have to bring that.
Dude, I have to so much shit involved. I have to get behind there. And
no, that's locked down. The PS3 is locked down.
So let's get back to the DVD shit.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got this from. I think it was a special feature documentary. I don't know if this is common knowledge, but Gary Troop, the writer of The Bad Twin,
uh-huh,
is the fella that goes through the engine during the...
Yeah, I think I had heard that somewhere, but I forgot.
It was the on-location stuff, because on the DVD, they pick specific episodes to talk about. Like, uh-huh, last time they did Dave, and they talked all about Dave or whatever. It was the expose episode, and they say Gary Troop is the character that goes through the engine.
Huh. That's pretty funny.
Because we know he died.
Yes.
And
that's a claim to fame. What a dumb way to go. You've survived the plane wreck. all the way to the ground, big old plane wreck, A-okay. Walking around dazed because, you know, it sucks to be in a plane wreck, and you get sucked into an engine.
Yep.
Sucks to be you, Gary Troop. Sucks.
Sucks. All right, let's go on to Amy.
Yeah, let's go on to Amy.
So,
I mean,
for those of you Darmalars listeners that also listen to the Lost Initiative with Kimberly and Amy, there is a special feature on the DVD that is the Lost Book Club.
Oh, awesome.
And it's a DVD, or it's a documentary. It doesn't talk about every single book on the show.
Right.
But it talks about a lot of books on the show. It talks about how this whole phenomenon of how there are book clubs out there that dedicate themselves to the books shown on Lost.
And it's like these books are significant, right? Like the books that are featured on Lost.
They mention the parallels of some of the books within each episode, why they were put in there. They talk about Stephen King. They talk about The Third Policeman.
Yes, I read that one and liked it.
They talk about all kinds of books. They talk about, just essentially the phenomena. They talk about, the actors talk about the books.
Awesome.
Emerson talks about the books.
Holloway?
They talk about Holloway, Sawyer being a bookworm.
Yeah.
It's great. It's for those of you guys that are fans of Amy's book club, and just as far as the whole,
or books in general, if you're a good if you're a reader, then
totally,
if you come across a book that you haven't read and you like Lost so much, I mean, for example, The Third Policeman, I probably never would have read The Third Policeman.
Yeah.
And I really liked it, but it took me 2 tries. Did I tell you that?
No.
I tried the first time and I was reading it, and it's really absurd and dark and like kind of nonsensical. And sometimes I can't handle that, like if I'm not in the right frame of mind.
Uh-huh.
Like if I watch the movie Catch 22 and they start bombing their own base, like Milo bombs his own base to make money. And if I'm not in the right frame of mind for like a dark comedy absurdist moment like that, I'll be like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you jerk. Oh, I hate you so much, Milo. So that's what was happening to me to this book. And I recognized that in myself. So I put it down and I waited like a couple weeks and I started over from the beginning in the right frame of mind. Fucking loved it.
Cool.
Like Lewis Carroll, awesome.
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Da-da-da.
So take a look. It's in a book, A Reading Rainbow. So The Lost Book Club, very interesting.
That's cool.
There's a lot of features on here, dude. That's the one thing where they failed on the commentaries.
But they succeeded.
The features are fucking loaded.
Awesome.
Usually when they say, over 8 hours of features, they include commentaries.
They do.
So if you include like 4 commentaries, is what? Maybe 2 hours? So you're getting about 6 hours of
76
additional
minutes.
Shit.
Wow, not bad.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to go through.
Yeah.
And one last thing, I only have one more note on the special features.
Are you gonna?
And if you watch, there's a couple things. First of all, for you, those of you fans of Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack,
yes.
If you go to the Trisha Tanaka is Dead featurette on Lost on Location. Jorge does his interview with a Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack t-shirt.
Awesome.
And for those of you that don't know me, Ralph, this is Ralph talking.
Right.
I designed the original Jay and Jack iPod Dharma logo.
Which is part of that shirt.
Yeah. So I'm totally fired up on it too.
Awesome. That's super cool. Hey, congrats to Jay and Jack for that one.
Yeah. And props to fucking Jorge
for wearing it.
For being balls out.
And it looks like does it look like he's just wearing it because it's one of his shirts?
He is wearing it as an undershirt, but he has his overshirt unbuttoned.
Opened. But I'm saying he's not wearing it to make a point. He's wearing it because he wears that shirt a lot.
It might be both. Dude,
it might be both.
He had to have known he was doing an interview that day.
That's true. Yeah, they don't spring that shit on you.
He put that shit on.
That's really cool.
You know what he knows what he's doing.
That's really cool.
So that was fucking rad. Jorge, Darmalar's button. Yeah, I think you have one. I think we'll see. We need to get him a Darmalar shirt.
Oh yeah.
And that's all I have for the DVDs.
Blu-ray
looks fucking awesome. How the DVDs look? DVDs look awesome.
They look good on a regular on our regular TV. They look awesome. I mean, there's no problems. You know,
DVD's fucking great.
One shot. There's like a shot of Sawyer in an episode I was watching where it was like a close up where it went instantly grainy. And then went back to normal.
You know what? That could be
a close-up
how it was
shot,
filmed.
Right? What's that?
It's like that one shot in Temple of Doom where Indy's on the bridge.
Yeah.
There's that one shot and it's on every poster and every like thing where it's just fucking grainy and overcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
That shit happens in Arrested Development.
You can't match the cameras all the time.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
Yeah. I wanted to add, before you, because I know there's one thing you want to talk about that you discovered.
Yes.
But I want that to be like the last thing.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk about the Rabbit movie from Comic-Con, which you say is on there.
It is on there, and Damon and Carlton seem to talk about it as part of the Lost canon, which is a fancy word for lore.
What's real.
Like, yeah. So it's actually significant to
it counts.
The timeline.
Okay.
It totally counts. I mean, yeah. It's not like the orientation films that preceded the menus of
which are clearly
season
for
two's
the DVD.
DVDs. Yeah. This is like
real.
Yeah.
As real as real is.
As real as the Pearl orientation video.
There was a Simpsons the Simpsons one with the comic book store a couple weeks back where Milhouse, I don't know, someone mentioned something, and the comic book guy says, that was an imaginary story. It was a dream by Jimmy Olsen. It didn't actually happen. And Bart, I think, says, well, none of this stuff ever actually happened. It's a good point.
It's pretty funny.
So I'm looking forward to watching that video again, because that blew my mind at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. All right. So you want to get to this?
Do it, dude.
All right, guys.
I'm backing you up on this one.
This is a theory, and I showed Ben, and he's backing me up on it. And but I want to be the podcast that comes out and says it first.
We're just putting this out there.
And I'm saying this as of what's today's date? Today is the 12th.
That's right, of December.
December 2007. Now, Damon and Carlton, in some feature I watched, because I watched all the shit out of those things, mentioned that they weren't going to say who played Jacob.
They're never going to say it, or they weren't going to say it.
No, they weren't going to say it. Who played Jacob? But there's definitely someone in the chair.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people have superimposed Locke's profile over the person in the chair,
right?
And it matches up pretty good. But,
the person
that was, I'm going to say, standing in.
Yes.
Because I don't think they're going to use this person as Jacob.
Yeah.
Future episodes.
If Jacob becomes a character, it'll be a real actor. But they had to get a stand-in that day.
Looking at one of the all access or access granted things on
one of the Lost on Location.
It was Lost on Location. It was Every Man for Himself,
and also
A Day in the Life of Lost, which is an awesome fucking documentary on one day of production of the show. There is the property master who works on the show Lost. He's the property master. His name is Rob Kiker.
Kiker.
R-O-B, that's Rob, K-Y-K-E-R. And this dude, Rob Kiker, go look him up and tell me that he is not the guy sitting in the chair in the cabin.
Rob Kiker loves you.
Yes. Darmalars are putting that out right now.
Right now.
Rob Kiker
is the stand-in.
Stand-in for Jacob in the episode The Man Behind the Curtain.
That's an official Darmalars theory.
Yes. So for those of you
wondering...
And if
we get proved wrong, so what? We're wrong. We took a stab.
Yeah, but I'm just calling that out now. If anyone wants to think differently, I don't even know how I
would... Do a screen cap. You guys that are out there that have technology, do a screen cap of this guy and then do a side-by.
So, and that was the Lost on Location.
Lost on Location for Every Man for
Every
Himself.
Every Man for Himself and A Day in the Life of Lost.
In Every Man for Himself, he's handling a rabbit.
Yes. Number 8.
And in A Day in the Life of Lost, there's a section where they're trying to figure out how the arrow is going to work. The arrow that doesn't go into Charlie's throat.
The arrow that goes into the guitar.
Yeah.
So
take a look.
It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow.
Hairline. Profile. Brow. Nose.
Everything.
Beard, even.
I would even go as far as to say the insert shot of the mysterious eyeball is pretty spot on to this dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's our theory.
That's our big theory.
Ralph's theory. I don't want to co-opt it. I didn't notice it.
It's our recognition noticing of something.
Yes.
It's not a theory.
It's not a theory.
We know Jacob was there, but we're saying that's the guy who was in the chair.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have for the Blu-ray DVDs, guys. If you're thinking about getting them, I'd say ask for Christmas. Get it.
Yeah.
The features are great.
if you were sitting there at the store and you had $65 and one of them's 40 and one of them's 65, and knowing what you know now feature-wise, yes?
Yes, definitely.
There you go.
There's a whole thing with Evangeline Lilly introducing you to the entire crew of Lost.
That's cool.
So it's awesome. There's a knife throwing a thing with Terry O'Quinn.
Nice.
He shows you how to throw a knife.
That's awesome.
And he throws a knife from probably 10 yards, like maybe 15 or 20 yards, hits a dollar bill on a tree.
You're kidding.
His first try.
TOQ?
Yes. TOQ.
That is awesome.
Dude, these DVD extras are great.
I bet Walt taught him.
It's great. It's fun to watch Josh Holloway, Daniel Day Kim, Dominic Monaghan, and Jorge Garcia kicking back enjoying beers.
Oh, God. I can only imagine.
And Josh Holloway continually saying, Jumbotron, Jumbotron, Jumbotron.
Trying to get it
so
right?
So he can say it right because he keeps on slipping it up. dudes.
Good point.
And dudettes.
Redneck man.
Pick up Lost Season 3 on DVD.
Yeah.
I think it's the best DVD on there, even though the commentaries are lacking.
Okay.
But feature-wise...
And it's the first, you mentioned this earlier, it's the first Disney series Blu-ray DVD.
Blu-ray, yes. And it's great. So,
do you say Blu-ray DVD? Am I like saying Dr. Pepper Coke?
No, you are saying it is a digital video disc of the Blu-ray variety.
So I'm saying Coca-Cola soft drink?
Yes.
So I don't actually have to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you have it, guys.
All right.
Check it out.
Alcohol on my hands, I got plans to ditch myself and get outside. Dancing women throwing plates, decapitating their laughing gates, swirling chickens, cotton flag, out of focus, a much too bright coming down.
Outros. So, folks, if you guys go and pick up the DVDs and you watch Season 3 again, if you guys are new to the Darmalars, if this is your first time listening on the LPN, head over to darmalars.net, check out the archive section, and listen to our shows.
For each
episode.
Based
on these episodes that are for season 3, we have an episode for every one. And each episode, you'll get theories, you'll get
Easter eggs, music analysis
by Seattle Jimmy, and
which,
just you'll get all kinds of stuff. You'll get the You All Everybody segment, which has comments on each episode from listeners
fans.
Like you.
Yeah.
And if you want to call in for You All Everybody, give us a call at
206-338-4261.
If you're uncomfortable calling us in, but you still want to show your support, drop us a line at darmalars@gmail.com.
Or you can also go on MySpace if you're one of those MySpace kids, myspace.com/darmalars. Be our friend, post a comment, look at our photos, send us a photo of yourself wearing our shirt, and you can be in the Darmal Army.
Yes, up on our MySpace page in the Darmal Army section.
Darmal Army. Or, you know what, put together a fun propaganda poster. If you're into Photoshop or graphic design and you don't own a shirt of ours, send us something cool, and it'll probably be our default photo for a while.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That's all I have.
I get text messages throughout the day from Harmony showing me her progress along the shows. So I'll be sitting there at work, you know, tap, 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 tap. Bzz. I'll pick up my phone. Oh, no, Jack and Claire are brother and sister, are they? Tap, 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 tap. Bzz. They are! Tap, 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 tap. They have John's dad? It's funny to see things unfold like that.
Yeah. You should get her to listen to the old shows.
You know what? I made her, because I didn't want to spoil her on season 3, I made her an MP3 CD of our non-Lost shows over the summer, like our Comic-Con show and stuff. But now, yeah, I'm going to.
Awesome.
We went to go see Superbad at the Dollar Theater.
Yeah.
Which was great. You drop a buck down and watch Superbad, which was fucking hilarious again.
Uh-huh.
And there was a commercial for season 4 of Lost.
Which, yeah, I heard
about
this.
Have you seen that yet?
They're showing it with Golden Compass.
It was pretty sweet.
I'm going to go spoiler free for the next 3 months. Are we down to three? Wait, 2 months. Holy shit.
Yeah.
2 months, guys. Should we just do Lost shows from here on out?
No.
Okay. We have, but before we go... Is this going to be our last show for 2007, huh?
It might be.
Yeah.
Because this is a busy season.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'll review Sweeney Todd and Bender's Big Score. When we come back as the Lars.
Dewey Cox.
And Dewey
Walk
Cox,
Hard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And probably I Am Legend.
Well, fuck it, dude. We're going to come back to early 2008
with
the greatest fucking show ever.
With a great show.
Yes. We're going to have... Dude, you know what this means, right?
No.
Stick it in your queue segment is going to get fucked up.
Oh, this is when we give up,
yep.
Right?
This is when we make recommendations for movies for you to watch that are totally fucking not for everybody.
Like movies that I couldn't even make my friends watch.
Yes.
Which I have many of.
So for those of you on the LPN, go to darmalars.net and subscribe.
And get ready for the Lars. We're only going to have like two or three more Lars shows, dude, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fuck those guys.
Son of a bitch. I just realized I have to do something that I haven't done in a very long time.
That's true. You
and
do.
I don't have my DVDs.
Do you want to make
there.
It seasonal?
Fuck that.
Okay. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time either.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to wish you all a happy holidays.
Yes. This is the last night of last night of Hanukkah. So I hope it went well for all of you out there that celebrate Hanukkah.
And for the Christian set or Catholic, I guess.
Christians, it's also been pretty secular lately.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas.
Everyone else.
Merry Christmas to everyone who celebrates Christmas.
Get some good shit.
That's right.
Enjoy it.
Send us a Christmas card.
Yeah, send us a Christmas card.
Online.
DarmaLodge@gmail.net. Fuck, I'll give you my...
Nah.
I'll give you my home address.
No, because then they can find me.
They're not going to find
it's
you.
It's not gmail.net. It's gmail.com, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Send us an e-Christmas card on darmalars@gmail.com.
I'll give you my address.
Send us Christmas pictures.
Send me some Blu-ray movies.
Yeah, do it.
For free.
And then have a safe and sane New Year. Don't drive too much. Because, you know, people are crazy that night of the year.
But drink plenty.
Drink all you want. And then don't drive at all.
It's going to be 2008, y'alls.
So from all of us here at the fabulous Darmalars Mansion, and for those of us that aren't here, producer Jimmy, we miss you. Seattle Jimmy, we miss you.
Producer Ryan, who's not here with us.
Not here today, but he's been around, and it's good to have him back. So on behalf of all of us, I would like to say, Hasta la vista.
Yeah, a statue. You all, everybody.
Yo, Darmalars. Hey. Okay, so I'm listening to the You All Everybody segment thing, the thing Ralph just put. Right. And I just want to say that Dre from Los Angeles, dude, you are the fucking man. You are awesome. You just are. You're so freaking funny, dude. You should have your own freaking podcast. You should check it out, man. You're funny. Alright, well, okay. Yeah, see you guys.
Hey, Darmalars, this is Stephanie calling from Birmingham, where it's sunny and kind of brisk this morning. I saw Darjeeling finally. It was kind of hard to watch it because it's not playing in my city. It's playing in every other city in the state, but not the largest city in Alabama, and I just don't understand that. But so I did track it down. I got to see it. I liked it. It was really good. It was sweet, and I loved the dialogue, and the performances were really good. I was worried about Adrian Brody, but he was my favorite character in the whole film. But I would have to rank it at number 3. I would have to say Life Aquatic, number 5. I really didn't get it. Maybe I need to rewatch it again, now that I finally understand Wes Anderson. And I would say number 4, Bottle Rocket. I saw Bottle Rocket not too long ago. It had a lot of dialogue. I mean, just talk. But it was good. I really liked it. And understand why Ben has so much man love for Luke Wilson. That was really a good part for him. So number 3, I would say Darjeeling. And, because like... Kimberly and Amy's friend Jordan, I agree with him, the whole middle part with the death, that seemed so just stuck in the middle and it didn't seem to fit. It was kind of weird. But, I don't know, it was good. So number two, I would say Rushmore, because Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman, I laughed really hard watching that. And number one, I would still say Tenenbaums is my favorite. So that's what I think. And I'm going to start a marathon of Arrested Development this weekend to get ready for the podcast next week. Can't wait to hear it. Bye.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Brian, and I'm calling you from home, from Ohio this time. As opposed to usually I'm calling you guys, I'm out on the road, usually when I listen to your podcast. First of all, hey, out of all those calls you played last week, thanks for making my drunk dial the number one call. That was ball-tastic. Anyways, I'm calling to recommend a movie to you guys. Chances are, by the time you hear my lovely voice on You All Everybody, you guys have probably already reviewed this movie. But if not, you guys need to go see No Country for Old Men. It was one of the few movies that I just really wanted to see once I even heard about it. And I went and saw it today, and it was just great. And I know it's the type of movie that's right up you guys' alley as well. So I figured I had to recommend it. I mean, it's just got great characters, great settings. Not a lot of action or anything, but the suspense is just incredible. So anyways, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've already reviewed it, then I second what those guys said. All right, take it easy, guys.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. Wishing you guys, everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, gobble gobble, gobble gobble. Okay, so, you know, you're about technically yourself, but everybody don't know that. So the damn thing is, kick you with the fan bam a little bit, you know, got some of that great stuffing and peach cobbler for the win, apple pie for the win, you know. Cherry pie, not too much. Not too much. Okay. So, I am coming to tell you guys that I don't know if y'all got the 360. I know y'all got the Wii's things, or whatever. But you guys got to get Xbox or whatnot, or a PS3 or whatever, just to play the most banging game on the planet, Rock Band, okay? Oh, my God, okay? First of all, like, I got Guitar Hero 3, you know, and it's a good game and everything, you know. But the damn thing is, you know, it's no Rock Band. Now, granted, I mean, even if, I mean, you can play this game so many different ways. It does things the way Guitar Hero should have done, you know. I mean, but even the tutorial is great. It's like it shows you how to, what your hand's supposed to be doing on the freaking guitar. They just don't throw you extra couple of keys and you got to figure out shit by yourself. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that. They actually took their time and it showed you the three steps to, like, you know, the guitar, and the three steps to, I think it's two steps for the drums or whatnot. I haven't even touched a drum. But you know what I'm saying? You know, by far right now, I like three songs stand out the most. It's this song called Epic. You know what I'm saying? That's great. I like that. What's another one? This song called Math, which is great. You know what I'm saying? And yes, you know what I'm saying? Your girl might laugh at you. You know what I'm saying? For holding the mic. The singing with your eyes closed, but it's okay. And then also, they have Black Hole Sun. That's great. Oh, my God. I love this game. I've been playing so far. You know, you use way more way more customization for your freaking your person, your avatar, your whatever, your doohickey. And then they turn around and like each freaking, like, if you playing the drums, you got a drummer. You make a drummer. If you playing a guitar, you make a good, you know, the guitarist. You know, if you the singer, you make a singer, you know, and the bass maker. Hey, the damn thing is great. Okay, it comes in a big ass box. You know what I'm saying? It's great. It's great. The guitar is way better than the guitar, Hero guitar. It's awesome. Okay, that's all I got. You guys need to get stats. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing there. Oh, two more things. Thank God Jericho's back. And all my smarts out there know what I'm talking about. That's right. He's back. You know what I'm saying? He's going to rid all this mediocrity that's in the sport of professional wrestling right now. And then my last thing, I guess, is, you know, everybody should go. If you don't got Ghostbusters on DVD, go get it. Ghostbusters on DVD. If not, then, you know, you totally suck ass. Oh, and that means, you know, and also part three is going to come in a version of a video game. I forgot if you guys talked about that or not. If you didn't, then there you go. So the part three is actually going to be a video game. That is great. So I guess that's it. That's all I got. You guys, you know, take care and all that crap. I guess I got a little saying. Oh, yeah. So, I guess so, yeah. What I was saying was, you know, with Ghostbusters, I'll go out with Famous Lion or whatever for Ghostbusters. When you do the podcast, give me a line from Ghostbusters. Never did that in a while. Okay, so, I got one, and it goes, let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown. And I'm out.
I miss Lost. Guys, Don Malaz, I miss Lost. I miss its mystery. I miss its violence. I miss its bitch-slappingly amazing awesomeness. I just want it back. I just listened to the latest Jay and Jack podcast about one of the Movisodes, and it just reminded me how much I miss this show. And the fact that we might only get 8 episodes is really disconcerting. Oh, I miss Lost. I miss Lost.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. This is Luke from Michigan. Hey, I just want to say, it's pretty awesome that you are doing the Arrested Development show. Big fan of the show. And I'm so desperate that I've resorted to recording all my Arrested Development DVDs and putting them on my iPod in audio form only so I can listen to them while I sleep. So, yeah, that's going to be good. You guys are, like, pretty darn cool for doing the Arrested Development show. I mean, the original podcast Arrested Development absolutely sucks, so hope your guys is better. I'm sure it'll be better. Anyways, thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Darmalars. This is zero-time listener, many-time caller, just dropping in and saying hi. I'm in the desert right now. If you look it up on the map in California, for all of those people out of state, it's Desert Center. Just type in Desert Center into Google Maps, and you can find me. I'm hanging out right there. Yeah, we're doing some off-roading and stuff. And I just figured I'd check in with my Darmalar friends and say, what up? And I'm just eating at a cafe, had some coffee. I put a little sugar and Dawn Dairy Creamer in it, and we've already paid up. I had some chicken strips and some french fries, and it was pretty sweet, little cafe food, a little greasy spoon. Yeah, so if you ever come to Desert Center, you come to the Family Cafe. And then my friend and I, we're going to go out to the desert, and we're going to cruise around in off-road vehicles and stuff. And hopefully it doesn't rain. But anyways, I had a question for you guys. My big question is, you know, what are your hopes and dreams? Like, what do you go from when you go to bed? Like, what do you dream about when you go to bed? That's what I want to know. Yeah, it's really intense right now.